Bloomington City Council candidate Chip Frank says he wants the city to take a more proactive approach to rebuilding its aging sewers, water mains, and streets. Frank unsuccessfully ran for city council 4 years ago, losing to Ward 4 Alderman Amelia Burgess. But Burgess is not seeking another term in the April 2nd election. Frank tells GLT's Ryan Denham his experience as owner of an independent insurance agency has prepared him for the job.
I'm to the point now, I own a small business. And I feel that I have some traits and qualifications that I can give back. I have some time now and really think that, you know, I have some ideas and I can work with people and want an opportunity to better the community.
Well, what are some of those traits and qualifications that you think prepare you for a job like this?
When you own a small business, you have to do many of the same things that just like a city at a much smaller scale. So we've had, you know, we balance a budget. We have HR issues. We have to be competitive in the marketplace. We have to keep up with new ideas and trends. And the most fun part is we get to work with other businesses and people to grow. And really, it's not a lot different than a city council position. I've been on several board of directors and was past president I was president of our state association, which serves about 20,000 independent insurance agents in the state. So I spent several years going through chairs and committees and working with people throughout the state of Illinois. And that gives me a good perspective on businesses throughout the state, plus working with differing opinions on how to accomplish really similar goals.
Well, let's start getting into some of the issues that are on the city's agenda in the years ahead. In recent years, the Bloomington City Council has been reluctant to raise property taxes and even the motor fuel tax. I want to know what will be your approach to making decisions about when it's necessary to raise revenue to accomplish a city priority and when it may be time to hold the line and not do that.
Nobody's in favor of paying more in taxes, and I am in that position as well. We would like to be able to build the revenue of the city through growth in business versus additional taxes to our citizens. With that said, it's very important to have a balanced budget. So you have to have an open mind when you're looking at revenue sources. And so it's really a tough issue when you look at that without knowing the particulars. I can't answer exactly how I would vote on that, but I am against increasing taxes. The gas tax, which has been referenced, is more of a user tax, and that's a little easier to digest than just a tax for everybody in the city. But really, you don't want to. We've increased fees and taxes for everybody in the city over the years, and you really have to weigh the benefits. What are you getting for that? How's that money allocated? And I think one of the problems we have is, we have a huge budget, and you sit back and you know, where's all that money going? So you'd have to be able to allocate that money for capital expenses or something that really the people of our city want. And other than that, you really don't want to raise taxes.
We talked about the importance of growing the economy as one way to avoid having to raise taxes. What are some ways that you think the city could improve the way it handles economic development?
Well, I think the city has done a pretty good job on that. I want to we have a good economic development group of people in both the city and in the community. And so we want to continue to do those types of things in bringing businesses to our community. We're a little unique in that we're a twin city. And so when you're competing, really some of our positives are that we are a twin city. We have colleges. We have young people. We have a good job market, good housing, good schools. Yet we're competing with, you know, our neighbor as well. So really to continue those things using tools that we have, and it's all about small business and helping our current small business and then bringing in potential new businesses.
Well, Bloomington has several big projects on its agenda in the coming years, projects that keep getting put off because of money issues, largely a library relocation or expansion, replacing O'Neill Pool, which is getting pretty up there in age. So how would you prioritize some of these big capital projects that are on the horizon?
O'Neill Pool Park is a they've done a fantastic job of getting about as much out of that pool area as you can. I have a little unique position. I worked at O'Neill Park for back in the day, and so I know what it can become. I think we need a pool. I think they have done. We can do a very good job of structuring that, but we Holiday Pool maybe is the only one in Bloomington right now, and so with that, if we didn't have O'Neill, and I think that you have to balance quality of life issues with infrastructure and public safety issues to come to a happy medium, and so I would probably be in favor of that capital expense.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Ryan Denham. I'm in studio with Chip Frank, a candidate for Bloomington City Council in Ward 4. It's currently represented by Alderman Amelia Burgess, but she's not seeking re-election in April's election. Julie Emig is also running in Ward 4. Well, Ward 4 includes lots of historic streets and neighborhoods. So where do you think the city has done a good job with historic preservation, and what do you think that it could do better?
Historic preservation is, I don't know if it's so much a city issue. There are special interest groups. I've lived in Ward 4 virtually my entire life in Bloomington, other than a few years here and there, and have owned old houses, have redone them, and love that character and architecture with those. Really, the big thing in that, in my opinion, is the infrastructure. I think we need to be more proactive than reactive. And I think that our city has done a pretty good job of that, but we need to have a handle on what bit, sewer, water, streets, sidewalks, instead of being a reactive and fixing, if we can be more proactive and do a better job of planning what needs to be done and how to do that, so that I think it will save us money in the long run.
Ward 4, the northeast corner of that ward, includes parts of downtown Bloomington. So what kind of shape do you think downtown is in today, and what would you want to focus on there if you are elected?
I'm running for Ward 4, and Bloomington has a ward system. But really, we're interested in the whole community, the whole city. And so I work downtown and enjoy the atmosphere and the camaraderie of this downtown area. But again, the downtown area always seems like we have some part of the street dug up for a sewer issue of some sort. And so when you have an aging city, that's what I mean by being proactive. I think we need to do a little better job of trying to get in front of some of those things, infrastructure-wise.
Well, Alderman Amelia Burgess now represents Ward 4. She is not running for re-election here on April 2nd. She said her decision to step away was, quote, made easier knowing that your opponent in this race, Julie Emig, was entering the race. So what did you think of Alderman Burgess's tenure on the council, and where do you think voters will find similarities between the two of you and differences?
Yeah, I think Amelia has done a fine job. She is similar in some cases in that she is a business person, as I am, and has that perspective as well. There are some differences. I think she was supported by the mayor, as is my opponent. And so I think that plays into all of those types of dynamics. other than that, you know, you just do the best. You know, I like to listen and work with people in coming up with a solution that everybody can live with, and you do what you feel is the best. And I know that anybody serving in a public office all want what's best for the people of Bloomington. And I know Amelia is no different. She has worked hard for that. And all the Alder people have. We're very fortunate in Bloomington.
So how would you define the city's relationship with the town of Normal? Could it be better? To what extent do you think the two communities kind of work together on economic development and consistency of regulations, for example?
You know, I've read all those and talked to people about that relationship over the years, and I think it's hot and cold depending on what's going on currently. I think it's important for an Alder person in the city of Bloomington to want to work with the town of Normal and to be open and communicate openly with each other. I think some of the problems we've had in the past is that decisions were made and maybe not communicated quickly enough or openly enough to the other town or city. And there's really no reason for that. We are really in this together in a lot of ways. And when you're talking about bringing in businesses from out of town, or when somebody looks to move to your community, you know, they don't look at Bloomington Normal. They look at it as one community many of the times. And so we need to do a better job of working with our Twin City, and I look forward to an opportunity to do that.
That's Chip Frank, a candidate for Bloomington City Council in Ward 4. That's currently represented by Alderman Amelia Burgess, but she's not seeking re-election in April's election. Julie Emig is also running in Ward 4. I'm Ryan Denham.
GLT is interviewing all of the candidates running for Bloomington and Normal councils in the April election. Find them all at WGLT.org.